Flintshire lived, we hear a squire young, who wronged a damsel dear by his fair tongue. The solemn vows he made, her yielding heart betrayed, so that she soon was laid low in the grave. In her fair beauty bright he did pretend, to please his whole delight never did friend. Such protestations make that he would never break his vows, but freely take her for his bride. "Set not your love on me, kind sir," she said, "who am of low degree or silly maid, unworthy of the place ladies you may embrace, of a right noble race, therefore forbear. No lady in the land I love like thee, though thousands at command, all's one to me. Thy charms are manifold beyond the price of gold. Grant love, and then behold, I ask no more. Such honorable love, who could deny?" Thinking he'd loyal prove, she did reply, "By all the powers divine, my heart I do resign. In wedlock to be thine while life doth last." So soon as she did yield joys to complete, their loyal love they sealed with kisses sweet, never to prove unkind, but bear a faithful mind. But yet at last we find ruined was she. Now when his parents knew their true intent, they in a passion grew for to prevent. The league of loyalty the lovers then did cry, "Alas, where shall we fly for refuge now?" The young man then replied, "To London go, where thou shalt be my bride, and likewise know that I will follow thee in love and loyalty." Thus they did both agree, like lovers kind. Then to fair London town straight she was brought, like one of high renown with pleasure fraught. But her unhappy state proved most unfortunate, as I shall here relate, therefore attend. He never followed her, as it appears, though she had travelled far, therefore her tears in multitudes did flow, so that in grief and woe she cried, "My overthrow now is at hand. He's coming not to town." Like a keen dart, straightways did cast her down, so that her heart soon was with sorrow broke. Death gave the fatal stroke, as this last word she spoke, "Dearest, farewell." In St. Martin's she died, near to Whitehall, where loyal lovers cried to see her fall. Her last lamenting moan to such a height was grown, that any heart of stone needs must relent.